Do you ever feel like you're just stuck in limbo? Like, God, what is your plan? Like, I'm trying to trust you, but it's really hard right now. When will your plan come to pass? When will I know? How do I know? Ooh, y'all, I got you. This is part two, and it's another doozy. You may want to grab your notebook for this episode. It's time to teach. Welcome to His Word, My Walk, where my desire is to ignite your spirit, elevate your mind, and yes, even challenge your body. I'm your host, Kayla, just your girl next door Christian mentor and life coach. And for the next 20 minutes, I'll be here in your ear to drop some truth, encourage you, lift you up, and share insight from my own life about how God's Word and my daily walk go together. I've got some amazing resources available for you, like prayer cards, Bible journaling bootcamp, a free powerful prayer guide, and so much more. So head to HisWordMyWalkPodcast.com and grab what you need. And while you're there, if you'd like to support this show and this mission, you can simply click the button that says Buy Me a Coffee. Your generosity in prayer, in reviews, in encouragement, and yes, in those cups of, well, tea in my case, means so much to me as I continue to pour out what God puts in me. So now, lace up your sneakers, head out the door, and let's get into this. All right, y'all. Well, shoot. I thought last week was a one-timer, but y'all know what happened. I couldn't get everything into just 20 minutes. And here's the thing. I'm pretty set on these episodes being 20 minutes, and it was the vision that I believe the Lord gave me from the start, and I have stuck with it. I also hear from y'all that you like them too, so it's just like the perfect length of time. So although I could have went 40 last week to fit all of this teaching in, you know me, and I feel like I know you, so here we are to finish that one off. You know what else is wild? So I shared last week that I was heading to teach the young adults at church, and this was the message I was taking to them. And I was having a bit of a tough time because I was very confident in these 4 points, spelling out the word plan. That's what we're getting into today. We are continuing on last week's teaching about God's plan for your life, how to know the plan, correction, the plans. If you haven't listened to the previous episode yet, don't worry, stay right here. Unless you've got about 45 minutes to go listen to that one first. But through the acronym PLAN, P-L-A-N, well, you'll learn as you go with this one. You'll learn why I was second-guessing my last point. I was second-guessing taking the last point to the young adult ministry because I know them. I know there are those who are leaders and receive and teach. And there are also quite a few young adults who may have some trouble staying focused or paying attention. And then as I kept planning and teaching, well, I didn't even get to those last 2 points. And God just gave me this release, this peace, like release of the pressure and the worry about sharing something that someone in the group wouldn't understand or sharing something that someone in the room would be so distracted by. We will get there, but all to show you how truly amazing God is. He just released any of that anxiety I had, that worry that I would say something in a room that caused confusion or caused distraction toward His love. And I know many of the young adults are listening to this right now, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Okay, so what is God's plan? How do I know God's plan for my life? How do I figure it out? We set ourselves pretty firmly on Jeremiah 29:11, right? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Words spoken to the prophet Jeremiah from the Lord. Words from the Lord for Jeremiah to deliver to God's people. Words that we, as God's children now, can hold onto as truth. Our first focus is that God's plans are good. That word prosper there actually means to do good, FYI. So if you've been getting it twisted, untwist yourself. Good plans and not disastrous plans. So where we went from there was questions to ask yourself, questions to help you dig into this understanding of God's plans for your life, because let's be honest, that's what a lot of us want to know. God, is this your plan for me? God, what is your plan for me? God, when will your plan come? When is perfect timing from you? I'm praying and believing. Is this part of your plan? Am I preparing for your plan? Is he part of the plan for me? Is she part of your plan for me? Is this job ever ending? Is that your plan? So many questions that all come from the same thing, God, what's the plan? So now, two more questions for you to ask yourself, adding on to the last episode. The last episode we started with P, proximity. What is your proximity to God? Your nearness in time, space, and relationship. What is your proximity to God? And then L, life. What is your life like right now? Right here, right now. Now, I don't have time to dive into these deeply because that's what got me into having to do a second episode in the first place. So go back and listen to part one. Maybe even listen to part one again. And now let's continue. A, answers. What are your answers like? What are your answers like? Wild fun fact, according to Google, the average adult makes 33 to 35,000 decisions per day. What? 33 to 35,000 decisions in a day. Like what to eat, what to wear, driving directions, so many things. Seriously, I was going to do a whole episode a while back about decision fatigue. It's a real thing, and it's something that I've actually been able to educate a lot of high-level business people about in their lives. So I guess I'm wondering now that I know that piece, what are your answers like when God comes to you with a decision to make? Or when someone else comes to you with a decision to make? Is our desire to always say yes to God? I think so. Yet sometimes we don't know if it's Him or not, right? Like, I'm seriously trying to be all up in your business right now, right in your mind with your thoughts, because I have these thoughts too. And there's no point in me sharing and even teaching something that you're not going to comprehend. And there's no point in me teaching something that I'm not going to be honest about, because I don't always know either. Something that I actually learned recently, like within the last couple of months, yes, always be learning. Never act like you've just always known something. I learned this simple phrase, I'm going to go find out. And that little phrase has helped me so much lately. Am I always fully 100% confident in if I'm hearing from God or not? No, not 100%. Yet that simple phrase, I'm going to go find out. Now, I've taught you before some ways to kind of like vet the idea or the thought or what you heard or direction from someone else and you feel like it's the Lord. Remember, God cannot and will not contradict Himself. So if anything goes against His word, any of His word, then that ain't it. So that leads me back to exhibit A of life. Know His word. Read your Bible. Oh, remember that episode about making decisions with God? Episode 106, literally 2 weeks ago. There's some great points in there, like take it to a mentor. But then there are some decisions that you just gotta just know. And in those moments, what is your answer? About 6 months ago, I was in a restaurant in Cincinnati, minding my own business with a friend on like a Saturday afternoon, eating wings and sitting up at the bar watching a basketball game, because that's the best place to watch games, right? Well, we got to talking to the bartender and we were asking his favorite selections from the menu, and he told us that he hadn't been eating there much because he was recently diagnosed with stomach cancer. Now, this man was young. Like, I was so caught by surprise, and for the remainder of our time there, I felt like I needed to offer to pray for him. Now, I didn't have to go very far into my scripture bank in memory to know that we, as believers, are called to pray for one another, to pray for the sick, to encourage one another. But seriously, God, right here? I mean, I did pray right there while eating my wings and watching the game. I really did pray right there. Yet as we were finishing our food, I could not shake the feeling. I could not slow my heart rate down. I needed to offer to pray for this man. Would I say yes to God? Or would I say that I already did? Would I say yes to God? Or would I say, but he's busy right now and he may not be back for a while? Would I say yes to God? Or would I say, but what about my friend that I'm with? What if we have to leave in a hurry? Welcome to my actual thought process in that moment. Y'all, it was to the point that I felt like I was gonna throw up if I didn't offer to pray for this man. And not because of me, not because I was gonna do anything special, but this prompting from God, would I say yes? So finally, when he came to pick up the check, like after it was paid and my friend was ready to go and I was just kind of like dawdling, like fiddling with stuff, finally I said, would it be okay if we prayed for you before we leave? He accepted, and y'all, wow. I mean, I kept it super short. I kept it quiet. That moment wasn't about anyone else, and it wasn't for anyone else to even see, and it wasn't about me being this like woman in there praying for someone at the bar. But his face afterward showed that he received every word. And when we got outside, my friend said, do you feel better now? I was wondering why you were being so antsy and awkwardly quiet for the past 30 minutes. You knew it then, huh? Some people just know. Do you have one of those stories? Maybe you have one where you did leave without doing the thing that you felt you were supposed to do. I've been there plenty of times. And hey, God's not about to punish you for that. Let me just clear that up right now. Oh, I love when something just pops up right here in the moment. When was the last time you read the book of Jonah? You know, belly of the fish, Jonah? Disobeyed God and didn't want to go to Nineveh, Jonah? When was the last time you read that? And now, I'm not going to even tell you anything right now beyond what you may have learned from the coloring page or the Sunday school lesson, but what I am going to say is go read the book of Jonah. It's literally one page front and back. Go read it. Whose idea was it for Jonah to be thrown overboard? And why didn't Jonah die in the belly of that big fish? And what happened after that? Anyway, back to your answer. How do you answer? If you're trying to figure out God's plan for your life, it often has to do with how you answer when it comes to offers, opportunities, options. Are you willing to say no? Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say maybe? Are you willing to say not right now, but if things here don't get better, then I'll give you a call? Are you willing to say, okay, but just this one time? Look, Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, Jesus is teaching here about vows, about making vows, not wedding vows, just vows, your word, the importance of your word. And then he says this statement, just say a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one. Just say a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. This verse, and not just this verse, but this just way of living has helped me so much. I've been told that I say no a lot. So? I seriously really try hard not to give half answers. Like I really try not to say maybe or I'll think about it or we'll see. I'm literally a yes or no. I learned years ago this simple statement too. Say no so that your yes holds more power. It's so good and so real. I say no. So when I do say yes, you know I mean yes. I'm not wishy-washy. I don't say yes just to anything or to anybody. My grandpa actually used to say, if you need an answer right now, the answer is no. But if you let me think about it for a while, I might change my mind. And that's one that I've used sometimes too. Only if I really mean it, because I actually am fully confident with saying no. Look, how you answer seriously in all parts of your life, and more often than we think, the question is a possible question from the Lord, a question he wants to be involved in the consideration of, yet we just make decisions. What to wear? If I truly thought God was asking me, Kayla, what are you wearing today? What are you wearing to the gym? What are you wearing to church? Would I have a different answer than what I chose? What's for breakfast? What are you eating today? What are you drinking today? If I truly thought God was asking me, Kayla, what are you putting in your body today? The one body that I gave you to do all the things, all the plans I have for you here on earth. Would I have a different answer than what I chose? Is that purchase worth it? If I truly thought God was asking me, would I have a different answer than what I chose? Should I give him the $10 I know I have in my wallet right now? If I truly thought God was the one asking me, would I have a different answer than what I chose? Look, I'm just turning on the light in my own life too. Think about this. If you want to know God's plans for your life, I think we can find some guidance if we look at how we answer. Like how we answer more than just big, huge decisions in our lives that we think are life-changing. God is in the details. He cares about it all. He knows how many hairs we have on our heads or don't have. I gotta believe he also cares how we make decisions and answer those options and decisions that come into our lives. Okay, y'all, I can't make this be another episode. So PLAN, how do you know God's plan for your life? Check your proximity. Check your life right now. Check your answers. And finally, N, nakedness. Check your nakedness with God. This word is the only word that kept coming up as I was studying. Our nakedness, naked, without clothes, without the usual covering or protection, exposed, unprotected, or vulnerable, undisguised. Wow. How naked are you with God? Maybe I need to reverse the question. What is your usual covering or protection? Is it your hard heart because nobody will ever take advantage of you again? Is it your makeup on your face because you haven't slept in weeks with all the stress and worry in your life right now, so you got to cover up your eyes and those bags somehow? Is it your privacy, not letting anyone know what's really going on in your life and battles you're fighting because nobody will help you anyway, so you have to do this on your own? What is your usual covering or protection? Okay, now, do you take that off with God? Can you take that off with God? Shame. Those decisions you made 15 years ago that nobody knows about, but you still hold on to the pain and are not sure if God really forgives you or would use you again or would bless you again, especially in that same area. Can you be naked before God? Let's go back to the beginning, Genesis chapter 3. After Adam and Eve ate the fruit, chapter 3, verse 7. At that moment, their eyes were opened and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. All of a sudden, they no longer wanted to be naked. They all of a sudden realized they were created with openness, with vulnerability, with protection, because there was no need for protection. They had that with and in God's creation, but now they decided they need to cover up. They need to hide. They need to be ashamed. They need to hold back. They need to not tell God everything. Oh, wait, let me back up just a little bit. Previous chapter, Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. Now the man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame. There it is. How naked are you with God? Maybe a better way to ask this is this. What do you keep covering up in your relationship with God? Oh, see, the quick and easy answer is nothing. I'm totally open with God. He's God. But is that the truth? Your quick response again might be, well, yeah, he knows everything anyway. That's where my mind just went right now. Yeah, but I'm not asking about God. I'm not asking about what he knows or doesn't know. I'm asking about you. I'm examining myself with a total honesty right now so that hopefully you can learn too. The question is, what do you keep covering up in your relationship with God? You want to know his plan for your life, but you're trying to hide certain parts of your life from him. Unsuccessful, yes, but that's not the point. The point is that you're ashamed to be naked in front of God. The perfect way he created humans before the fall, before Adam and Eve ate that fruit. And let me break this down a bit now, while you digest and think about this real question, because look, I took a break. I went and had dinner in the middle of my studying and notes at this point right here, thinking about what am I keeping covered up in my relationship with God? So when the fall happened, now there's this divide between God and his people. God's plan to get the relationship status back in order, he sent his son Jesus Christ to earth to pay the price once and for all. When Jesus Christ was crucified, when he laid his life down, he took on all the sin, the guilt, and the shame associated with that sin for the whole world. For the whole world, and that anyone who would believe in him would be saved and would have eternal life. So now, as a believer, when you come to God, the God who sent his son to die for your sins, take off that protection, that covering, that disguise. Again, ask yourself, and you may not want to go to the next step. You may not need the next step. Y'all know where I'm going. Holy Spirit, help me to examine myself. The thing is, the truth is, you and I have some things in our lives that we purposely don't ask the Holy Spirit to help us examine, right? Look, we want to know God's plans for us. We trust and believe those plans are good, are not disastrous. We know those plans are for a hope and a future. We hold on to God's truth there. And even still, our selfish nature, living in this world, can sometimes creep in and get things twisted. It's time to stop hiding. It's time to stop covering up. It's time to take off the mask and the disguise. Come clean with God, right where you are. Come clean with him about your thoughts, your actions, your own plans that you're striving so hard toward because you either, well, you're sick and tired of waiting on his timing, or you think you know best and you're just praying that he will eventually co-sign on what you've got going on. Okay, this one is really real. I'm not here trying to come at you hard. I'm truly sharing with you the same way I set out to share with you more than 2.5 years ago in episode 1 of this podcast, how God's word and my daily walk go together. There are challenges. There are tough days. There are conversations I've avoided. I was about to stop and pray and end this episode right here, but this one story is coming to mind and making me smile. And I was like, but God, this is a heavy-hitting episode. I don't want to end with like some silly story. Yet I feel like it might be him encouraging me to share this with you. So
I'm going to go find out if it's him. I'm going to share it and pray that it's exactly what you need to hear right now. So when I was in probably sixth or seventh grade, my brother and I were playing basketball in the backyard. Well, like the driveway, sort of. Our hoop was right above the garage door, a garage door that happened to have four windows across like the third panel. You know what I'm saying? Well, something happened. My brother made me laugh and I airballed a shot. And I airballed that shot right into one of those glass windows and smashed it. Oh my goodness, what do I do? Do I hide? I know my dad's inside and I know he's not gonna like this, but here's the thing. I had actually learned something 10 years earlier when I was probably 4 or 5, and I jumped up onto the kitchen counter to reach something out of the cupboard. But I opened the cupboard before I boosted myself up and cracked my head on the corner of that cupboard. Blood everywhere. It was probably 10 to 15 minutes later when my parents probably wondered why I was so quiet that they came to the kitchen to find a trail of blood leading into the laundry room where I was hidden in the corner bleeding. Off to the hospital we went. At that young age, I just knew I had to hide. I had to cover up the bad decision that I'd made, doing something they had already told me not to do, probably more than once, but I had done it more than once, and I had done it so many times before, and nothing had happened. Well, that moment, and I'm sure a lot of others along the way, had my parents always telling us to come to them, to tell the truth, that we wouldn't get in trouble for being honest. So back to the broken glass garage door, y'all, I ran, yes, ran into the house, into my parents' bedroom where my dad was probably watching the Andy Griffith Show, and I blurted out, "I airballed a shot and I broke the garage door window." And then I ran downstairs to my bedroom and cried. When my dad made it down to my room, all I remember him saying is, "Stop crying." And, "How the heck did you miss a shot that bad? Let's go practice so you don't do that again." That's it. Oh, and then my parents put bars over all four of the windows. My father's plans for me are good, for hope, for future. Plans. If you want to know God's plans for your life, examine your proximity to Him. Examine your life right now. Examine your answers to everything. And examine your ability to be naked before the Lord. He knows the plans, and He knows the plans He has for you. And now, let me pray over you before I go. God, I thank You. Father, You know me. I come to You right now and lift up the one listening today. May they experience You in a fresh way as they examine themselves and their lives. Your plans for them are good. You are good. Father, You know them individually, the ins and outs, the quirks and the idiosyncrasies. You know them. As they desire to know Your plan, I believe You will show them little by little, piece by piece, as we each continue to walk with You in close proximity. Help us to recognize Your plan right here, right now. Thank You for being so good. Thank You for the sacrifice of Your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining me this week. My prayer is that this episode was able to ignite your spirit, elevate your mind, and challenge your body. The His Word, My Walk podcast is here to serve you. So if you haven't already, you can check out more of my programs and services at HisWordMyWalkPodcast.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Kayla Prays. If you could do me a quick favor and leave a written review in your listening app, I would really appreciate it. I'll see you next time.